The global trade landscape entered a state of legal limbo late this afternoon as the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, formally filed its Section 122 tariff appeal. This move challenges the recent Court of International Trade, CIT, ruling that struck down the 10% global baseline tariff. By filing the Section 122 tariff appeal, the government has effectively split the U.S. market in two, creating a dual-track trade environment that will likely persist for months as the litigation climbs toward the Supreme Court. The dual-track reality, plaintiffs versus the market. The DOJ's Section 122 tariff appeal preserves the status quo for the majority of the economy. While the CIT invalidated the 10% surcharge for specific challengers, the presumption of legality for executive actions remains the rule for everyone else. The exempt track, the original named plaintiffs, major retail and industrial consortiums, are currently at the center of the storm. While the CIT intended them to be exempt, the Section 122 tariff appeal process includes a temporary administrative stay that keeps the industry on edge. The general track, every other importer must continue to pay the 10% surcharge. These payments are being made, under protest, with businesses meticulously documenting every entry in hopes of future refunds. Bond market surge. Customs brokers report a massive spike in demand for Section 122 specific bonds as firms try to secure liabilities without draining immediate cash. Legal comparison. Pre-appeal versus post-appeal status. Feature: pre-appeal, CIT ruling, post-appeal, Section 122 status, tariff rate 0%, struck down by CIT, 10%, presumption of legality, named plaintiffs exempt, CIT injunction, exempt, pending stay deliberation, general importers subject to 10% subject to 10%, paid under protest, judicial venue Court of International Trade U.S. Court of Appeals, Fed. CIR. A tale of two supply chains. The reality check. The DOJ's Section 122 tariff appeal has created a tale of two supply chains. If you are a named plaintiff, you've gained a 10% margin lead, but for everyone else, the strategy is now protest and pay. A small pro tip. Just 2 days ago, May 12th, the Federal Circuit issued an administrative stay. This means the DOJ isn't just appealing, they are actively fighting to keep the collection going for everyone during the process. For importers, this isn't just a legal fight, it's the ultimate uncertainty tax.